And 6:06, it is overcast, 22 degrees in Tulsa, the wind chill this morning, 9 above. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Who will be the next speaker of the Oklahoma House? We should know later today. Broken Arrow State Representative David Brumbaugh says a vote is set for later this morning.
Well, the Republican caucus will meet actually to elect the speaker, and we've got two candidates right now. That'll be Mike Jackson from Enid and Jeff Hickman from Tacoma, Oklahoma.
House Speaker T.W. Shannon stepped down from the post last week to run for the U.S. Senate. Now, we will have more with Representative Brumbaugh and Democrat Eric Proctor coming up this morning at 7:35. Well, the Eastern Flyer makes its first trip with passengers from Green Country to Dell City. It was the first of three sold-out trips yesterday of what train enthusiasts hope will become several round trips daily between Tulsa and the Oklahoma City area. Well, the city of Tulsa is facing a $7 million budget shortfall. The city finance department has a proposal to eliminate $3.9 million of that expense. Mayor Bartlett says part of the plan is to eliminate open city positions.
There are very few left, but there are some positions that are not filled by a person, but they had been in the budget.
The revenue shortage has been brought on because sales tax collections have not met budgeted expectations. The Tulsa City Council is considering modifying building codes for schools. It is an effort to see that safe rooms are placed in new schools. Tulsa City Planner Don Warwick doubts, however, there'll be many new schools built.
We're going to see very few brand new schools built. So we would need to determine what's the threshold of applying this criteria.
Also to be decided is whether the safe room mandate applies to private schools as well as daycares. Well, that Saturday night earthquake in north central Oklahoma caused some damage. Logan County authorities say the 4.1 magnitude quake caused minor damage to the county jail at Guthrie. The Logan County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that the earthquake caused several cracks in the walls of the jail at Guthrie, but that there were no injuries, and the inmates were not moved to another facility. They remain in that jail this morning. Beef prices at the supermarket are on the increase, and while that's not good news for consumers, it is for the cattle industry. OSU ag economist Daryl Peel looks for record prices to be set this year.
You know, it's a scary thing to say, really, but yes, the bottom line is we're at record levels. We're pushing those records in some cases almost daily here lately. And we won't continue to that pace of increase, but certainly on average, we're going to set new records in 2014.
He looks for the records to increase into 2015. In sports this morning, Oklahoma State star Marcus Smart has been suspended three games by the Big 12 for shoving a fan in the closing seconds of the Cowboys' loss to Texas Tech on Saturday night. Oklahoma State coach Travis Ford announced the suspension yesterday as he spoke in support of the All-American guard. Our weather forecast, a slight chance of snow before noon, a high today of 26. A 40% chance of snow tonight, windy and cold, 15 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of snow in the morning, and then clearing, a high of 30. And on Wednesday, a mixture of sun and clouds, and a high of 43. National Weather Service radar is showing snow stretching from Joplin back to the Wichita area. Looks like it might sideswipe the Bartlesville area, but should stay north of Tulsa. Right now, it is overcast in 22. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.